Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike is in Atlanta with his artist, David P. Stevens, so he may not be calling in. David is performing there tonight, so Mike went there to support him. Anyway, you can join us in the chat room along with Joe from Germany and Ollie J. We also have a guest in the chat room. Please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on James Day's picture. That will bring you into the show page, and below that is the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. I am happy today to have James Day on for the first time. First time he's been on the show. He has just released a brand new album called Repertoire, and we are also joined by guitarist Unam. Unam is working with James as well. So, gentlemen, both of you, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks, Terry. It's great to be here.
Well, thank
you,
James.
Terry.
Happy to have you. Hi. Happy to have James for the first time. And you, ma'am, you've been back on the show a million times, so we're always glad to have you back.
Thanks so much.
Always, always. All right. So first I want to say that I have been promoting this interview and James as a singer, but he is not a singer. So, James, tell everyone what you told me.
Okay. Well, I make what I call songwriter albums, the way that Quincy made, like, producer albums, except with not – I don't have the same budget, of course. But I write all the songs, and then I pick my singers and musicians I want to collaborate with and put them together that way. So they're a collection of songs that I've written, all of them, and I co-produce them all. And I was really lucky with this one that Unam was involved in so many of the songs as either a musician or a producer or a co-writer that I decided to, you know, he served as a co-producer. And that's why I believe this album has such a coherent sound, because he's got his foot in everything. And even the promotion with his new Skytown work. So I think the consistency of the sound has been a real key to the success of this one, and also the fact to get to meet people like you on Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, we're happy to have you again, and congratulations to you and Unam on this project. So tell us about the concept behind Repertoire.
Well, you know, I wrote the song Repertoire with the idea that it would be a title song to a collection of my songs. And that song was, you know, clearly a romantic ballad for a male. And so one of my favorite singers growing up was Tony Terry, so I knew I wanted him on it. And when I called him, he was very open to it. And then on every one of these songs, the other part of the concept was I wanted not just a featured vocalist, but a featured a smooth jazz instrumentalist. And so for this one, we have Lynn Rountree, a great trumpetist who does a solo and the outro. And as you'll see on the other songs, we have like Mesa as a featured vocalist and Unam as the featured instrumentalist. Or we have Audrey Wheeler Downing, Will Downing's lovely wife, who's been an incredible singer for many years, on the road now with Chaka Khan. And we have Walter Beasley on it. So I think people will be, you know, well entertained by good songs, great musicianship, and excellent singers.
Well, you have a gang of people, for sure, on this
party.
Yes,
yep.
Yes. And Cool Million, the late Gavin Christopher, Dave Doyle, you know, some of these people I have not heard of. Tim Owens, I love, though. I have definitely heard of Tim. Love his voice.
Yeah.
Tell me about your time with Gavin.
Gavin has been my friend for about 10 years. I met him through an awesome bass player and producer named Ian Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably played some of his music. We were on the same label in the UK back then, and Gavin sang on one of his songs, and I said, is that the Gavin Christopher, you know, that I had records of when I was a kid, you know, because I had both of his, and he ends up having like 4 solo albums. I had to go back and find the older ones, but at that time when I was a kid, I had grown up with 2 of them. And then I found out that he had written and performed Stars in Your Eyes with Herbie Hancock. He wrote Once You Get Started and Fool's Paradise for Rufus and Chaka Khan. He was an incredible songwriter, producer, singer. And so by getting introduced to Ian Martin, he actually sang for me a few times. The song on this record was definitely our best collaboration, and Audrey Wheeler does some beautiful backgrounds, and we have Joe Cunningham, a great saxophone player, on it, and Unum added some great new elements to it, and guitar and bass and groove, and Gavin was just a lovely spirit who was just one big creative firework. I actually was talking to him 2 days before he passed away, and he sounded great. He was ready to go to Spain to go on tour. He was writing, he was producing, he was in his, you know, in his favorite creative space. So while it was very, very sad, it was good to know that he was in such a great space, because he did have a difficult final few years with congestive heart failure. But he fought really hard, and he always stayed in that beautiful, artistic, creative, musical space that every musician wants to be in as much as possible.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you had the opportunity, you know, to spend time with him, and that he was able to lend his talent to repertoire as well. Now, I understand that repertoire includes songs from previous CDs.
Well, after I had done about probably about 4 new songs with Unum, I had a handful of songs. I also, you know, I had had a chance to try out before on some of my smaller little indie projects. And so I knew that they were really good songs, but they just needed to be brought up to the level of the stuff that Unum and I were working on over the past year. So, you know, that's where he came in, and he did some wonderful new work on them. One of them was Considered Delivered. Another one was Natural Thing, RCP. With Donnie, and you know, like I said, I wanted it to be a collection of, like, the best, the strongest songs I'd ever written, and also consistent songs that would appeal to, you know, smooth jazz, R&B, and there's even some nice dance songs, but people who like to dance to good music, like Chic and you know, really good musical dance songs.
Okay. Now, James, do you not sing at all?
No, I do sing, you know, because I write, so I sing my little scratch demos. But, you know, in the beginning, I used to sing a lot more. I sang, you know, the leads and backgrounds, and which sort of developed the whole piece. But now I have such good relationships with such great singers that it affords me to be able to just, you know, kind of quick scratch and take it into the studio, and I don't have to do an awful lot of singing. I don't want to wish that on anybody. It's like, if I've got these great singers to do it, they don't need to hear me do it.
Okay. Now, Unum, when you and James were working on this CD repertoire, as you guys were, you know, writing the songs or picking the songs for the release, did you also have these particular artists in mind for these songs?
No, actually, you know, James is very humble because he's, you know, he said, well, okay, he might not be singing on the album, but, you know, I think people doesn't really understand what is, he does way much more than just writing, because producing, when he says producing, you know, it's a very vague word, but actually James has a really, really clear vision of what he wants to achieve and what he wants to do. So he knows which songs he wanted to do, you know, which artists he wanted to have. We are really like working on some stuff that I can't talk right now. He already have a vision of how the songs got to be at the end, and we even didn't start at one note, you know, and he knows exactly who he wants. So people need to realize that even though he might not be like a, you know, like an artist, like you usually like see like a singer or an instrumentalist, whatever, he's really an artist on his own, meaning that he's not just writing the song, but he's got a clear vision of what the song has to be and who has to be on it. So when we did work on that, basically he was, and I like to work like that, you know, he sent me, he said, okay, look, this is what I'm trying to achieve with that song. Can it be done? Mm-hmm. Or this is what I want to achieve with this one. Here's some reference, blah, 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 blah. So now he's got a pretty clear vision. So for me, as a producer as well, it's, or even a musician, you know, it's easier when somebody's got a clear vision, because most of the time, and even sometimes on my own stuff, you know, you're like, okay, well, I'm not sure why I want to go with that one, you know, with that song. Or some people doesn't know, you know, they just want to do some music and finish some songs, but they don't know where they're going, you know, they don't know what they want to achieve. But James got a very clear vision of it, so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a listen to some of this music. James, I'm going to start with the first track, We Dance. Tell me about this one.
Okay, that was a really fun one. I've been wanting to work with Mesa Leek for a long time, one of my favorite singers, of course, from Incognito and solo singer. And also with this one, because it was a happy up-tempo song about freedom, and the, you know, the key line being, this is not a dress rehearsal, when you get the chance, dance. I wanted it to have that celebratory Chaka Khan feel. One of my favorite albums in the 80s was her I Feel For You record. And mm-hmm. So the combination of Unam and Cool Million was able to give me that sound that I was trying to capture. And the combination of vocals by Mesa Leek and Tim Owens, it's just so happy and fun and joyous that I think everybody should feel the intention of the song.
All right, I am talking to songwriter producer James Day about his brand new release repertoire. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, the number is 646-716-5485. Here is We Dance.
This is not a dress rehearsal.
When we get the chance. Done every night when they eat.
We Dance from James Day's new release repertoire, featuring Mesa on vocals there. Now, this is a great segue into Mesa's new men's fragrance, because you are the pitcher of this fragrance. Tell me about this.
That was fun. Yeah, at 50 years old, I didn't expect to get a modeling gig, but Mesa's a good friend, and I also I've always been like a fan of men's fragrances and colognes and things like that. So I was really happy to do it, and I actually met her graphic artist through it too, and so it was a nice little hookup. Mesa used one of my photos from my shoot, and so we did the fragrance ad together, and I've been sort of helping her promote it a little bit. And I went to her show at B.B. King's in New York, and got my little free bottle, and it smells wonderful. People should definitely check it out. And there's a beautiful one for female too, has the same title as our new album, called Back to Love.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to get more information about Mesa's new fragrance for men, it's called Unforgettable, and you can find out more information about that on her website, mesa.com. Now, when we interview female artists, and you know, they're beautiful women, and Mike will say to them, you know, you're really pretty, you're fine, you're whatever. You know, he'll just let the women, the artists know that he thinks that they're really pretty and all of that. Now, so I'm going to do that with you, James, because I am finding you a very handsome man. And the picture on your cover here with you laying down with the, I mean, this is gorgeous, just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I have a lot of people to thank for that. One, you know, him does my artwork. He's actually that multi-talented that he does all the graphics and all that. So he helped make the cover look great. But I have a great photographer. His name is Craig Bailey of Perspective Photo. He's done a lot of beautiful women like Chaka Khan and Donna Summer. He lives in Boston with me, a great jazz town, and Berklee School of Music, where I meet a lot of my wonderful musicians. And I had him do the photo shoot, and he did a great job. That particular one where we lay down on all the sheet music, being 51, it took me a little while to get back up. but thank you. I'm glad you liked the picture. I did decide that because of the nature of the record, it being a romance album and everything, you know, I figured songwriters can be sexy too. So this is probably my last chance to make a sexy record cover.
Well, I have to tell you, you do not look 51 at all. So you look really, really good here. I would say 30, but not 51. Yeah, definitely. Very nice. Very nice.
I gotta thank my mama for that. She's looking really good at 82, I gotta say.
Okay, all right then. I would like to read part of a review from Ronald Jackson of the smoothjazzride.com. And he says, a songwriter, producer, James Day, has had a powerful impact on several artists and fans alike, with his often incomparable knack for reaching the soul with his music. Here, much like world new age artist Yanni did with his Voices release, various artists offer their dazzling vocals to Day's new R&B flavored album, Repertoire, co-produced by French smooth jazz guitarist producer Unam, one of the few feel-good R&B efforts I have been actually drawn to review, A-plus effort. So you can read that full review on the smoothjazzride.com. All right, I have a phone call. Area code 404. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Hello? I'm good. This is Miss Wanda, Jazzy Lady.
Yes, Miss Wanda. It's been a while. We haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, I know. I took a little break.
Okay. Well, meet James Day.
Well, hello, James. I just wanted to let him know he made that CD just for me.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, Wanda.
Because you had me dancing all day yesterday.
I'm so glad. That's the kind of music I like to dance to, too. So it's great when you meet people who are moved by the same things that that we are.
It reminds me of the Chic days, a little bit of George Benson.
Well, that's definitely our friend Unam's influence there.
Yeah.
But I could hear a little bit of everybody from the 80s in those different tunes. And
yep.
my favorite is Don't Waste the Pretty. That's my favorite.
Oh, I'm so glad you like that. We got the beautiful voice of Glenn Jones on that one, and Audrey Wheeler singing backgrounds, and then gave it that beautiful George Benson guitar solo that took it to that nice place, nostalgic place we wanted to go.
Well, great. Well, I just want to say hello and let you know that you have a winner with me.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Thank you so much.
Let me tell you, Miss Wanda, she owns everybody's CD. She's always posting their CDs on Facebook. Girl, your collection must be like running you out of your house because you have so much music. She's a big supporter of the artist, big supporter.
Wow.
I think I recognize her from Facebook.
Yeah, because I posted it yesterday.
Yes, mm-hmm. I saw that. I think and I thank you for that. That was so nice of you.
Yeah.
I actually have some good news to share, and let's share it with Wanda since she's a big part of this. So many people clicked on to actually buy this record that we are number one on SoulTracks.com Amazon CD sales this month. So,
wow.
Because of people like Wanda, we're doing really well.
Good.
Shows like yours.
Well, that's great. Congratulations. Always continue to support the artist, definitely. Good.
Well,
all right.
We love people like Wanda who not only buy it, but then they post it and get other people to buy it. And it's just like, and if we're ever in town doing a show near you, you make sure you look me up on Facebook and so that we give you front row dinner table seats.
Okay. We'll do that. For sure. Well, good talking to you, and you have a good day. And I'll
you too, darling.
To listen to the interview. Take care.
Bye,
thank
honey.
You, Wanda.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye, Wanda. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So since Don't Waste the Pretty is her favorite song, I will play that next. And then, Unam, I'm going to come back to you and talk to you about your promotion and distribution stuff that you have going on.
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
He's doing an amazing job, as you can see.
Yes. Okay, this is Don't Waste the Pretty.
I'm saving.
He don't deserve you. He calls you up to say he's running late, but does he call you up to say the things that he appreciates?
Girl, don't waste the pretty on no other man.
Don't waste the pretty.
He ain't gonna love you, baby, like I can.
Like I can.
Girl, don't waste the pretty. He don't speak in you.
Ooh, yeah.
All the special things I do.
There's something better right here waiting. Anticipating. Wish I could show you what you truly were and let you know you.
Featuring Glenn Jones and UNAM. That is from James Day's new CD repertoire. Very nice, gentlemen. You guys work very well together.
It was a ball. Yeah. I'm very lucky to be able to work with UNAM.
Thanks, James. Yeah, that was. I love that tune. You know what? From the beginning, I'll tell me. I said, I love that tune. I love that tune. I had so much fun doing it. I think you can hear it. You know, it's like I'm trying always to have fun. You know, on everything I'm doing, but I had so much fun on that. I have to say.
Yeah, you do that, George Benson thing. Yeah. Joe from Germany says, I'm sure this music will get a lot of airplay in Europe. That's just awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk
Europe.
To you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, we love our fans in Europe. They're very good to both you, Nam and I.
Yes, yes, I can imagine, yes. Okay, so you, Nam, tell me about the new services that you are now offering.
Oh, yeah, it's been a very exciting time. It's just, you know, like for a lot of time, you know, it's like most artists, you know, trying just to focus on my career and a few side projects and stuff. But I thought it was kind of restrict. You know, I felt it very kind of restrictive for, you know, everything I was doing. You know, like Jim's mission before, like the artwork and other stuff. And I've realized that I've been in the business for more than 25 years. So, yeah, even more than that. Something like that. So and I'm like, you know what? There's so much more that I think it's the right time right now to do way much more. And because I like collaboration, I like to work with a lot of different artists. I like a lot of different music and stuff like that. So just doing my own thing is not enough. You know, for me, it's just, okay. And so we finally officialized to actually open and expand my label, which is Skytown Records, which I've done all my latest album there and the Groove LTD album as well with Shen. And now we've started to do something that really different that most everybody does, because we can't do a lot of different things. Like, okay, let's say what we're doing with James for now is mostly just radio promotion. Okay, that's the service we're doing. But we just signed an amazing sax artist, a German sax player, that the album's going to be out in July 5th. And actually on that one, and we got some great surprise as well on it. I just can't tell right now. I know I told you that, Terry, off, but but we're really excited. We got to wait a little bit. But see, for example, we're going to do the radio promotion, but we're doing as well the distribution in the U.S. and in Japan. And at the same time, I'm already right now we're talking with a lot of a few different artists that we are about to sign. Actually, there's like a couple that have been signed already. And what is really cool is that it comes from all around the world, because now, you know, with the internet, like all musicians and artists all over the world has been more exposed. Especially to the U.S. music culture and, you know, smooth jazz and R&B and stuff like that. And now they're starting to really understand it. And so I found some really great artists I'm excited to work on. And the good thing is that sometimes we're going to sign artists where, you know, I might produce one or two songs, you know, on my play on it, or sometimes we might just do distribution. I mean, there's so many things we're doing, but there's a lot expected out soon. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. I told you this the last time when I interviewed you and Shannon, that you two are always reinventing yourselves, and you're always doing something new and different. And that's what I like about you two as a couple, you know. Not only are you making music together, but you're just kind of reinventing everything. So that's cool. I'm glad that you guys are getting into that, the radio promotion and the distribution and licensing, and because your websites are already amazing. You have some of the amazing websites.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
It's you know what is great as well. It is that to me and you know that we know each other for a long time and you know, to me, music quality is like number one. You know, that's all matters first. But there has to be great music, and the good thing about, you know, like being kind of consistent like that, whatever, it's just that. While the artist that comes to us, that wants to work with us, is an amazing artist, you know. So that's, I'm very, very happy about that, because we're going to have, like, some really great, I already started with Gems, but Gems, it's a different story because I know him for a long time. And I work more on the music with him. But even, like, the next project I was talking, Arno has, is going to be out. It's amazing. Project, you know, beautifully produced by Tom Saviano, which is one of the legendary producer, jazz producer and stuff, and so that's really great. You know, I'm really happy about that. So, exciting.
All right, now is Arno in the States?
No, he's in Germany.
German
artist. Yep. Yeah. So we've started, you know, people can check it out on the website, which is skytownrecords.com, and we started to put a bunch of information, not everything yet, but it's going to come, you know, on time. But Arno's page is already there. I just didn't put all the information yet, but, yeah, you can check it out.
Okay, cool. Well, James, you're in good hands.
I don't think you, Nam, and Shannon sleep. I think this is the only way that they can get all of this done.
I agree. Yes. You know, because they, like I said, they totally reinvent themselves. They put out, the last CD was Groove Limited. And if you didn't know it was you, Nam, and Shannon, you'd be like, well, who is Groove Limited? You know, and then the one before that was Nouveau Dur. I'm like, who are these people? And it's Shannon and you, Nam. So if you don't know, it's them. Yeah.
Yep, they need all these names to cover all the things that they can do.
Exactly.
Thank you
very
much.
Yes, well.
But we do sleep. We don't work as much as you think. No, just kidding.
I don't believe that.
He is quick, though, I got to say. He's very fast.
Yeah.
Well, James, you are in definitely good hands with you, Nam, and Shannon here, and I think you're going to do very well with them.
Thanks. Yeah, well, I and I had enough practice. You know, we did like a like he'd play on a song of mine over the years, here and there. And so for this one, as it started to come to vision to me, I was just saying, you know, this is just going to be a collaboration between us and obviously all the wonderful people on the record as well. As we said, Mesa, Tony Terry, Trina Broussard, Tim Owens, Donnie, Glenn Jones, Audrey Wheeler. I just don't want to leave anybody out. Gavin Christopher, Walter Beasley, Lynn Roundtree, Joe Cunningham, Cool Million, and Dave Doyle. Also, Jimmy Randolph and Paula Galatano from Layla Hathaway's camp. But Yunnan was bringing all of this together for me and helping me get that clear sound. And so I think that's what made this album, why people really, really get it. And they're catching on to it, radio and audiences. And so I was very, very lucky that we were able to do this whole thing together.
Oh, good, good. Yunnan, have you contacted Pamela Black? She has a jazz show here at the College Station.
I think we did, but I think I haven't heard back from her. I might not have like some old information. I mean, we have a great supporters in Vegas. It's KUNV, and
right.
They love the album. Actually, they always like support us like crazy on all our project. But Kim, which is the music director over there, she loved Jim's album. She was like ecstatic about it. So, but yeah, if you have like all the latest info, from Pamela, I appreciate it. Just send me a message and
Pamela is also at KUNV, but her show is on Sunday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m. So I'll get a hold of her and have her contact you.
So
you can get James' music to her so she can play it on her show as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, definitely. All right, James, so now do you and UNAM have any dates to perform together so people can come out and see you?
I'll let UNAM talk. I think he's probably doing some shows. At the moment, I'm just working on the promotion of this one since it's hard to believe it's only been out a month tomorrow it's been out. But we're still in the early stages because, we've got big goals. We would like to see this one everywhere and then put together the band of our dreams and take it all over the world.
Okay. All right. Well, I will close the show with another song from repertoire. James, what song would that be?
Oh, you want me to pick it? Oh, let's do the title. Let's do the title song because that's the one climbing the smooth jazz charts right now. So if people haven't heard it, see if you like it. And if you do, call in your favorite station like Talking Smooth Jazz and request it.
All right. Well, let everyone know where they can find you on the web, social media, and your music.
Sure. Well, I always can be found at UNAM's Skytown Records site. And I'm at facebook.com/JamesDaySongs, twitter.com/JamesDaySongs. And I'd give you my home phone number, but I'll probably keep that secret a little while longer.
All right.
Now, James, will you be are you working on a website?
Right now I use the social media sites, my Facebook and Twitter and stuff. And UNAM has a great site, Skytown Records, which features the artists that he's going to be putting out. So I'm kind of lucky that way.
Okay. All right. And UNAM, are you and Shannon working on a new album?
Not yet, because we got the new single "Summer Nights" that is really doing really good right now. Kind of took a minute to make it happen, but it's almost like we're like on the top 30 Billboard right now. We are shoutbound and it's doing great. So we're not gonna work on something new yet for now. And actually, I am finishing my new album. I'm trying to finish it when I get some time. So that's where you can tell that at the end of the day, you know, like if it's only 24 hours, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But, that's what James says. You never tweet.
That. No, yes, I do. But I'm trying to finish that, and obviously Shannon's playing on it. I'm very excited about the album, but hopefully it should be out this summer. And then we're going to have all those other artists that's going to be released. And then, after all that time, then we're going to start thinking about the Groove LTD album number 2. That is for sure. So it's already that's already in the making. We already have some stuff, but that might be... maybe 2 months, in a couple of years, maybe 1 year and a half, something like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Well, James, so it has been a pleasure.
He's booked into the future.
Yes, right. Okay, he's a busy man, and he's got a lot going on. Him and Shannon are always doing something together, and now he's working on, his CD. He's doing this promotion and the distribution. He's got 2 artists signed up to the label. You guys are definitely in good hands with this couple here. So I'm looking forward mm-hmm. to following you on social media, James, as well.
Thank you. And thanks so much for having us on. It's been such a pleasure talking with you. I hope I held my own.
Oh, you did well. You did just fine. You did just fine. It's been a pleasure on my end as well. I've enjoyed talking to you, and again, congratulations to you on the new release and working with UNAM. And UNAM, I'm looking forward to seeing what you and Shannon are doing next, as always.
Sure thing. So, thank you very much, Terry. You'll hear about it very soon.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, you two have a great day, and as I said, I will close the show with Repertoire. So listeners can get a chance to listen to that. But have a great day, and thanks for coming on the show, Jane.
Thank you so much. It was quite a pleasure.
Yeah, so much, Terry. Thanks so much for having us. All right.
Oh, you're welcome, UNAM. You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. So welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone. So Jane's Day new CD is called Repertoire. It features Mesa Link, Tony Terry, Trina Broussard, Tim Owens, Donnie, Glenn Jones, Audrey Wheeler, Gavin Christopher, Walter Beasley, UNAM, Lynn Roundtree, Joe Cunningham, Cool Million, and Dave Doyle. Definitely check this release out. You can find it on SkytownRecords.com. And definitely support the artists. Keep supporting the artists. This is how they make their living. When you purchase tickets to their shows and their music, and not just the singles, but buy the CD. Buy the whole CD. Get it all. So definitely check that out. All right. Thanks to Joe from Germany, Ollie J. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in the chat room as always. Love you for that. I'm going to close the show with Repertoire. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. And until next time, keep it smooth. Thanks, UNAM, and thanks, James. Have a great day.
Thanks, Terry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're not alone. We've all got a wish unspoken. Ain't nobody grown with a heart left unbroken. Ooh. Anything you say, you say that there's no right or wrong. No, you can't scare me away. Your honesty turns. The music's done.
Listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, talkingsmoothjazz.com and mastermind-entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at jazz_queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.